Chapter 7. The Biggest Impact of the Code. There are several reasons for having a code of honor. As I've said, one reason is to set the standards of behavior and conduct for the team. The code takes the arbitrariness out of what is expected. It also is called a code of honor because it consists of rules that we all take seriously and that we hold ourselves accountable to. In other words, we walk our talk. It becomes our badge of honor. The second reason for a code has even greater scope and consequence. The reason that a team, organization, or a nation has a code is that the actions of its members have an impact on the lives of others. That's right. Regardless of what you think, your individual actions affect the lives of other people directly and indirectly. No one acts in complete isolation. Your adherence to your standards and rules, as well as your breaches of them, ripples out to others around you. Let's say one of my personal rules is deal direct, meaning that if I have a problem with someone, I deal directly with that person to resolve it. That would mean no gossip, no backstabbing, and no disparaging remarks about that person to other people. But let's say that I have some tension with my brother-in-law that I don't deal with. I may tell myself that the only people it really affects are myself and perhaps him, but that's not true. Because I have now affected my wife's relationship with her brother, my kids' relationship with their favorite uncle, and then their relationship with his kids. You see what I mean? This also happens in nearly every business team that doesn't deal directly with its issues. It affects productivity, creates tension, and causes others to feel they have to step on eggshells so as not to create upset when warring parties are present or when unresolved issues are lingering in space. That is a waste of energy. Everything you do somehow affects those around you. Never doubt the importance of creating and upholding your own rules. You're sending a message of what you feel is important. As you or your team ultimately achieve power and success, others will look to you as an example. Sports creates classic examples of this. Imagine the week before a major college football game. The star of the team somehow compromises the team's code two nights before the big game. There is a ton on the line. The coach has to make a decision. Does he let his star player play and look the other way? Or does he enforce the team rules and force him to sit out? The pressure is high. The media, sports writers, and fans are having a field day with the controversy. Then it comes game day. Two teams of great talent line up to start the game. The coach, after deliberation, decides to play his star. Now, which team has the edge? You guessed it, the other team. For the first half of the game, our player in question performs horribly. Not only that, his team is out of sync for some strange reason. When the smoke clears, they have lost the game. But they have lost more than the game. They have lost their honor. The coach had an opportunity to make a statement, to show leadership and build character. But he succumbed to the pressure of winning at all costs. He did not think about the repercussions of that decision on others. Instead, he sent a message that rules are not that important. That if you're a star, you can get away with making up your own rules. It created friction for the team, threw them off track, and tarnished the reputation of a great program and coach. Losing the game was only one outcome. What about the thousands of young aspiring athletes who look to college players as role models? What message was sent? That if you're a star, you're above the rules? As you can see, I could go on and on. But the bottom line is that the decision to not support the rules affected many more lives than those on the playing field that day. You can find examples like this in sports, business, entertainment, and politics. The question is, how do your decisions, and particularly your adherence or non-adherence to the code, affect others? This brings up another important part of the code of honor. The code is a statement of who you are as a team, family, or individual. Each decision that you make does in some way affect others either positively or negatively. The code not only polices the team, but ensures a positive impact on the community, the marketplace, and all living things, either directly or indirectly. For a new or small business, this is critical. The statement you make by your team's actions positions you in the market. If you hold to high standards internally, but treat vendors, associates, and others poorly, you will not survive long. The code that you create for your team must also be the code that you use in the marketplace. If you profess to hold your business to certain standards, yet allow those standards to be compromised, you have sent several messages to the market that you are not true to your word and that you can't be trusted. More important, if enough businesses do not play by their own rules, it tells the whole market that rules aren't important. The problem with that is that what goes around comes around. If rules are breached by you, they may be ultimately breached by others against you. It becomes a precedent in the marketplace. The United States was founded upon a strong code of honor. It's called the Declaration of Independence, and subsequently the Constitution. The founding fathers signed that document upon the threat of losing their lives. As a nation, we have a strong code. But what happens when those rules are breached by the very folks who are elected to defend and support them? Voter turnout in America is among the worst in the world because many have lost faith in their politicians. Not that all politicians are bad, but unfortunately, those few who've screwed up and broken the codes have broken more than the rules. They have broken our trust. Trust is created by being true to your word. My point here is that when you breach the code of honor, and particularly when you don't clean it up directly, you breach the trust of your team and other teams that interact with you. And once trust is broken, it's extremely difficult to win back.